Money. Part 6. The Curses on Money. When people suddenly acquire a large amount of money, especially if it was unexpected or unearned, many are without it in a year or two. Some go on shopping sprees, some are swindled or give it away. Irrespective of human weaknesses, money has other effects too. When people amass a great deal of money, there are at least 4 curses in evidence that were placed on money itself in all its forms. 1. A greater fear of not having enough. When people acquire a lot of money, their fear often increases, although logically it ought to decrease. Prior to getting the money, people think that they will feel more comfortable, more secure. But money often has the opposite effect. People feel more anxious, less secure, and less comfortable. 2. A greater fear of letting it go. People cling to their money even more tightly. They are more hesitant to spend it, even for things they want or need, or to donate it. They are more afraid of loss and theft. Imaginary money can be devalued in an instant, and people become more conscious of this too. They seek ways to gain more money without doing any extra labor to safeguard their money and its imaginary value. 3. A need for more money and more and more. There is no end to the sense of neediness that actually accompanies money. This is not the same as greed. In many cases, the more money people have, the more they really feel that they need. 4. A sense of superiority. Often, a type of pride sneaks up unawares on people who acquire wealth. They subtly start to feel that they are smarter and better than others. They become confident that all their ways, their opinions, their thinking is right. This is a danger because their success in acquiring wealth does not mean that their opinions or methods are correct. It means they successfully worked a system, a totally corrupt system. After acquiring money, people often become more suspicious of other people. They often become less generous, less open-hearted, less open in general. They associate less with old friends who now have less money than they do. They are even more caught in the money box, more enslaved, and more fearful. If one carefully observes oneself and others, one can see these curses in action in practically everyone. These curses were placed on money using a very powerful magic thousands of years ago when money was instituted on this planet with a claim that it represented value. People were trained to use money, just like we later trained monkeys. Like the rich man whom Jesus invited to follow him, who could not bring himself to give up his wealth and probably the power and status that accompanied it, people with wealth are trapped. It is very, very difficult for them to extricate themselves from this trap, physically, emotionally, mentally, and socially. Money really is a curse. Too little money is a curse because it inhibits our very survival and can inhibit fulfilling the purpose of our life. Excess money is a curse because it brings greater fear and distracts us from human values and from our purpose in life. And money is a curse for everyone who uses it as the measure of value. We are forced to acquire money in order to survive and thrive, but it has already corrupted minds and hearts, religion and commerce, sexuality and sovereignty. In order to preserve human society and even the human species, We must restore integrity and morality to our economies.